Hey, how do you wake up
with
Seth?
With no lock on my door.
I have an idea.
Where was I to seek shelter in such a monstrosity was to descend those steps?
I know what'll do it. This Metallica record will do it.
May have been scarier still. Aside from us, once a harbinger of rebellion, sex, and foods, instead symbolized potential robbery and invasion. Someone could easily slip through it. Where can the pitch black confines of the TV room? Yet, the main contributor to my increasingly sleepless nights was the tapping sounds from within my walls. They weren't always there.
Did
only
Seth
once
tell you what he did to his foot?
The tapping would start at the far end of the opposite wall, by the closet under the stairs. It would quickly be answered at the opposite wall. Then ping-pong to the other side of the room, systemic, but not rhythmic.
Oops, fail.
Then it would go to the ceiling above my bed.
You know what we do?
What?
After three or four repeats around the room,
I did hear what he...
it would finally stop.
You call him.
The noise itself was unnerving, but the inexplicable
did
sense
she,
of dread
did Seth
that accompanied
you,
it
did
was what really got to me.
No.
All other sounds seemed to be muffled.
I mean, yes, he did. Sorry. I'm half asleep.
No buzz of electricity, or the house creaking under its own weight. In the seconds before the tapping, every sound wave crashed to a halt.
Wake him, brother.
As if the room itself
held
its breath in anticipation of what was to come. With each successive tap, goose flesh would erupt on my skin, which made the temperature in the room drop a few degrees.
Time to wake up,
even
bitch.
After the tapping stopped, the cold feeling of unease did not dissipate. Every sound I wanted to make was too loud. Every sound I did make was an intrusion. How long did this last? Questions like this raced through my mind.
Let's see if this wakes him up.
My already abnormal sleeping schedule was becoming down. I told my parents about the sound. Despite my insistence,
no, doesn't seem like it. But that sounded awesome.
My parents followed the exterminator, but no squirrels or rats were found in the walls. No trace there had ever been. My complaints about the tapping.
That may not have woken him up, but that sounded fucking incredible.
You were dismissed as the product of an overactive imagination.
Welcome to the fun of vinyl records.
This all came to a head.
Hey.
I went to bed relatively early, too fatigued to do much of anything. As I lay looking out at the fallen snow through the room's tiny window, the feeling of unease, worse than usual, festered in my chest.
Ow.
It soon became a physical sensation.
Goodbye, Clubhouse. Team Talk does sound better.
He didn't answer.
Not really surprised.
Wait, I didn't know how to wake him up.
I did too.
I did too. What?
I have this really loud bullhorn.
He stopped transmitting.
Hey, Seth.
I think his phone kicked him off. Because whenever you call...
Yeah,
but whenever you call him, it kicks him off. Like, it stops transmitting.
Yeah, that's a... Ow. Ow.
Seth is crazy. I love Seth. I love Seth. He's like one of my crazy best friends. Because he... He got me calm.
Oh God.
Ouch! Do you really want to wake a sleeping Josh? No, thank you.
Oh, my head is killing me. Dude, this sounds fucking incredible.
He got me calm, which is surprisingly, because I don't get calm for anybody. Nobody.
Yeah.
And Seth just popped out of nowhere. And Seth goes, yeah, Seth the Doug. But Doug, I don't even really think that Doug can do it anymore. Because I've talked to him, but we don't talk that much anymore. Sadly. Ow. I wish we did. I texted him.
Doug
he just
is
doesn't
a
call
cool
me anymore.
Yeah.
But
How do you wake up a sleeping Seth?
I don't know.
Wait, I don't know.
Play a whole bunch of bear sound effects?
Nah, that won't do it.
No.
Dude, he was my roommate for years. He sleeps like the dead.
No.
Ain't shit gonna wake him up.
Well, Seth. No. I've called Seth dead in the middle of the night, and Seth woke up for me. Because I spam called him in the...
Ow.
Sorry.
Now I'll just turn on Do Not Disturb on your ass.
Hey, Andrew, that's the chase over diving.
Oh, there he is.
Hi.
How did that not wake him up?
No, Seth is awake. You don't hear him?
No, I do.
Seth, your little sister is on a rampage.
Oh, Mose.
Hug Seth. Wakey, Seth.
Up.
Guess who calls your sister and wakes your sister up?
Bitch, where did you come from?
I've been here.
Motherfucker.
I said, get up.
Bitch, I'm gonna come over there. I'm gonna shove my brute foot so far up your ass.
Hey. If you're awake now,
if you're up now,
I unwrapped it.
You did what, motherfucker?
I unwrapped the apple.
I unwrapped the apple. Oh boy.
Get your bows on, fucker. Everywhere is amazing. Come on, guys. Tell how it sounded.
Man, who called and woke you up?
I was in Clubhouse.
No, her. Who called and woke her up?
I was sleeping, and the reason why I woke up was because Aaron had walked in, but Aaron's not the one. You don't need to take out Aaron. You might need to take out a friend of mine by the name of Maybelline, because she called.
What did she do this time?
She called and woke the lizard up.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Why? And she's trying to make Aaron's life a living hell. But Seth just got me to sleep not too long ago.
Ooh.
She woke me up. Bullcrap. Yeah. I told you. Or did I not tell you? Why I was awake when you came onto the server. Because Maybelline called me and asked me when can I get back up here? You ain't coming back up here. I told you. Wait.
She fucking called you.
You basically asked for something in the morning.
Bitching and whining and complaining and crying on when she can come back on the server.
Pretty much.
Are you much. Fucking kidding me?
Oh, shit.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
At 4 in the goddamn morning?
You just got me to go to sleep literally not too long ago.
Wow.
Wow.
Wait, what?
You remember we logged on the server? You got me to go to sleep like
wow. Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Not even, girl. Fucking three. Fuck. No, we didn't fall asleep till like one time. That's only three.
Yeah.
No, it's 5:30
so you're fucking
5:30 now.
What time did she call you?
She called me at like 4.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Seth just got me to go to sleep. Because Seth was playing stories
mm-hmm.
and he was good. And then my phone rings.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
My phone. I put my phone on do not disturb. I declined the call. She calls me again. I declined the call. She calls me a third time. And that's when I picked up. Because I think there's something wrong.
So not only did she fucking call you at 4 a.m, she fucking called you 4 times.
Yes. Yes.
Only to fucking bitch and cry and complain and whine about wanting to come back on the fucking server at 4 a.m. Hell to the mother fucking no. Hang on a second.
What are you about to do?
Wait, does he have a number? I can give it to him. I know that tone of Seth's. It's scary. Someone's about to die.
Someone's fixing to have a really fucking bad morning or a really bad day.
Get her, man. Get her. You don't cross 4 in the morning.
Chase and Elizabeth know this town.
Yes.
Somebody's about to get fucked up and not in a good way.
No. Chase. No. Seth.
Oh, look, I actually have her number. I forgot about that. 1 second.
Wait, uh-oh. Seth, before you do that.
What number do you have? Because she got...
Seth.
Yes.
So, you know... Okay, so I had her up here. And I had her up here, and I had her account up here. This is before I went account base. This is when I went account base, right? I had her account up here. Everything was fine. She threw a fit. So she came into my channel. Now, okay. Now, and you don't know this story. But she came into my channel, barged into my channel, and was like, oh, hey, how you doing? I'm like, no. My channel is my channel. No one comes in here.
No.
Do
excuse me. Why make a phone call? Somebody's morning's about to be fucked up.
After that, can we headbang to Metallica?
Wait, ow. Seth.
Yes.
You stay here. You don't go anywhere.
Somebody's about to be having to look out of their asshole like a telescope to see where they're going. Somebody's head's about to go so far up their ass. They're gonna have to use their asshole for a telescope.
I want Seth to stay here for a second. No, I want Seth to stay here for a second because Seth's gotta put me back to sleep.
Audio Technica headphones.
But I have ass to kick.
Because Seth knows. Seth knows.
Can I rip said individual's head off after? You go back to sleep, then. Can I rip her head off and shove it so far up her ass she has to use her fucking asshole for a telescope?
Yes. Seth's gotta put me back to sleep, because the only way I'm gonna go back to sleep is if Seth does what he always does. And Seth always tells me, you know what Seth always tells me? Seth really always tells me to lay down. Seth's like, alright, lay down. That's why I love Seth, because Seth, like, literally can calm me down in 2.2 seconds.
Damn.
Okay, excuse me.
I ain't scared. She knows damn well if it was possible, I'd cut my happy ass right through that phone and make her ass lay down if I had to. She know damn well.
No, you know what? The other day, I thought I could test Seth.
Files up many open text and